size of your fist. I live in a dungeon between two lungs, the lonely abode of the soul. I am the timekeeper of human life, fair, impartial, equal, to Turk or Tartar, Roman, Greek, Ethiopian, Hebrew. I am old. I circulated blood for Cro-Magnons, Neanderthals, Rhodesians. I am young. I warm the breast of the fresh and the new. I have moods. In some men I have been called cold, in others warm. In some I am the lion, and in others the lamb. In some filled with love, and others full of hate. I have been tame, I have been wild. But if, as among men, the good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with the blood which I drive through their veins. So let it be with the few men who have mastered me, who have learned the laws of veins and lobes, of arteries and auricles, who have timed my restless rising and twisting to planet precision, who fought to heal me whenever I was ripped and split, as I was one stormy night in the breast of a dying man, outstretched on a hospital table.
Right in here, Doctor.
Stethoscope, please, nurse.
His lips are moving, Doctor. He's trying to say something.
He's too weak. He can hear us, I think, but he's too weak to make us hear him. The stethoscope hardly picks up a sound, but the heart must be beating.
Doctor, can't you hear it? Listen, Doctor. Listen. I can hear it.
How long has the patient been here?
About 3 minutes, Doctor. I called you right away.
Checked his pulse, respiration, temperature.
Pulse rapid, steady, 130. Respiration 30, temperature 105.
If I could have just gotten to him sooner. This wound in his chest goes down. Down to his heart.
Disrespectful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. excuse my gruffness. I just can't get it out of my mind. I'm tired, Ulysses.
Tired?
I finished marking the class papers for you, Doctor. Would you want to look them over?
Yes, where are they? I need something to get my mind off this.
Right here, sir. The examinations from your surgery students. I checked over them. Here you are, sir.
Good. You've got a fine head on you, boy. Even if you're overly curious. This one's all right.
Here's an odd one, Doctor.
What's odd about it?
Well, I didn't know how to mark it. You see, this student thinks it's possible to sew up the human heart when the fibers are cut. He thinks he can take the needle...
Operate on the human heart? He's mad.
But he drew a diagram. He thinks that if the pericardial sac can be reached...
I said he's mad. It can't be done. If it could, wouldn't I have saved my own wife? Didn't I try it after she stabbed herself? Didn't I try it?
Yes, Doctor, you did.
Not just me, but doctors everywhere in Germany, Italy, France, Switzerland have tried for years and failed. It just can't be done. Don't you see that?
How shall I mark it, sir?
Zero. Oh, just talking of it makes me hear the way our heart beat that night. I can't forget it. Son, you've got nimble fingers and a good head. You'll be a fine surgeon someday. You'll find we surgeons can do something with the kidney, the bladder, the stomach, the scalp, aye, everything in the body, except the human heart. The poet put it correctly. The heart's a lonely hunter. But when it's wounded, there's not a chance in a million to heal it. Not a chance in a million.
Everything's ready, Doctor. All assistants are here.
Good. Let's look this way, please. We'll cut a window on the chest wall above the heart. A half-circle incision. This way. Every move counts. We can't afford a single slip. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Clamps.
Clamps.
More clamps.
Clamps.
Sponge. Yes, stop.
Sponge.
A single slip, and I stop.
Scalpel.
I'm speaking to you, Doctor. You, with your body bent over a table under the glare of a white light, concentrating on a 6-inch half circle. Your fingers demonstrating the meaning of the words you spoke decades back in a college hall when you took an ancient oath.
Repeat after me. I, Ulysses Grant Daly.
I, Ulysses Grant Daly.
Swear by Apollo physician, by Aesculapius, by health, by panacea, and by all the gods and goddesses.
Swear by Apollo physician, by Aesculapius, by health, by panacea, and by all the gods and goddesses.
Making them my witnesses, that I will carry out this oath and this indenture.
Making them my witnesses, that I will carry out this oath and this indenture.
To use treatment to help the sick, according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view to injury and wrongdoing.
To use treatment to help the sick, according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view
you took an
to
oath,
injury and wrong.
And you carried it out to the letter.
In whatever
you went out to heal me, in homes, in hospitals, in clinics.
I shall enter to help.
You went across the sea to learn my laws in Paris, in Rome. You stood watching me under the bright lights while I lay outstretched on a table. You watched French surgeons with shrewd fingers try to suture me in Paris.
Don't pull the viande, you don't do it, people. Dr. Perry, encore guerre. Avez-vous traité la trace, Bijon?
Oui, docteur.
Des crampons, encore.
Oui, docteur.
Son corps commence à s'abonner. D'être ennemi, d'aiguille, vite.
C'est prêt.
Son corps de viande, tout faible. Trouvez un ben et passez-moi l'adrénaline tout ici. Je bois maintenant. C'est fini. C'est fini. C'est trop tard. La palpitation a cessé. Nous y étions très loin. Vous pouvez le voir vous-même, Dr. Daly. C'est impossible, impossible.
And in Rome, you watched.
Con fitior Deo omnipotente, beata Maria et semper virgini, beato Michele Arcangelo.
Infermiera, siamo quasi al cuore. Incastri.
Dica,
spero che possiamo giungere fuori a tempo. È molto debole. Raccoglie adesso.
Ecco la dottore.
Ci siamo.
Ecco il cuore.
Ora un ago, infermiera. Quello lungo.
Sì, dottore.
Bene. Vediamo se posso cucirlo innanzi. E cada insieme.
Sì, dottore.
Male am sempre ultime. Beato Michaelo Marcangelo.
Dottore!
Amen.
You saw me stop dead in hospitals in Rome. You probed archives to see if any had survived the prying of a knife into the inner sanctum of the soul. You went to Germany to find new methods to heal my wounds.
Um der deutschen Herzensgesellschaft willen möchte ich meine amerikanischen Kollegen willkommen heißen. Sie sind alle frei, ihre Untersuchungen in Berlin und anderswo in Deutschland fortzusetzen. Ich danke Ihnen. Or, as I would say in English, I welcome you American doctors to Berlin to do your research in surgery.
Thank you, Professor Gerhardt. My colleagues and I have been looking forward to seeing your work at Eichelberger Clinic.
Ach, jawohl, we've done very good work there. Just until today, we had your American surgeon, Dr. Ulysses Grant, daily assisting us. Until
you... We're especially keen on your suture methods, Professor. We understand some German doctors have come pretty close to finding a way to operate on the human heart.
Oh, yeah, but in America...
Our hope is that one day, surgeons will be able to sew up the heart as we can suture skin or any other organ.
But it has already been achieved, Herr Doctor.
Here?
My, in America. I'm sorry, I should have told you. The news came over the wire this morning. An American doctor, Dr. Dan Williams, completed a successful operation on the heart. Your Dr. Daly has left for Chicago to work with him. Now, surgeons in Germany are waiting to hear the details. How was it done? Oh, it must have been a marvelous thing. But how was it done?
So, Dr. Daly, you've come from Germany to work with me.
Yes, doctor.
Good. But what can I tell you that you don't already know but this? This patient got up in 2 weeks and walked. And now he's back at work. When they brought him to me, his heartbeat was so faint I had difficulty picking up a sound with the stethoscope. But I followed that sound until I found it. I tell you, doctor, there is no sound on heaven or earth more beautiful and poignant than the beat of a human heart. I took him into the operating room. As I recall, it was 2:00 in the morning. What a morning. Rain, thunder, and lightning. The elements seemed out to extinguish life, not give it. There was no time for my staff or even for proper equipment. I had to work fast. I got inside, and with these hands, then I took out his heart and stitched it 6 times. I did it for one patient, and I've done it for another. Now we know it can be done.
How?
How can I say it? This heart, this great human heart, is not only delicate like a butterfly's wing, but it's tough and strong and can fight with a fury. Yet, it acts as though it's got a soul of its own. It's sensitive as a baby's body. And be pious when you pressure it, and when you go in to handle it. It's the little things that you do that'll make the difference between life and death. Doctor, remember this when you're calling for your scalpel, sponge, sutures, clamps. You cannot give the patient much anesthesia.
Scalpel.
He's too weak to stand it. The patient will have his eyes open, watching you all the time.
Clamp.
Clamp.
Cut your window over the fourth rib.
Scalpel.
Tie off the vessels. When you lift the window, then you'll see the heart.
Clamp two.
The heart. The first time you see it naked and alive, it's an awesome sight. It's like some strange animal come up out of the sea. It's and writhes, twists and struggles like a captive trying to break free.
Platform.
But you must be bold. Take the stitches in between the heartbeats. And if the stitches hold back the flow of blood, you've got a chance. But remember, keep in rhythm with the heartbeat. Keep the rhythm. Never break that rhythm.
It's ready. We'll lift up the window. Steady. Easy now. Easy.
Doctor. How do you take care of me? Doctor.
There. It's off.
The heart.
Check on his respiration. Transfusion ready?
It's on the raft, Doctor.
I feel so weak, Doctor. So weak.
Pressure?
He's gasping.
He's weakening. You've got to get on. Ready to lift the heart. Lift it out. Out of the body. Not too much pressure. Keep in rhythm with the heart. Is out. Now to hold it in my hand. Don't break the rhythm. Blood leaking out. Not much time. Nurse, needle, curved needle.
Right here.
Fine silk.
It's threaded ready.
If the stitches hold, three stitches should stop the leak. One. Two. It still leaks. Still leaks. One more, maybe. Three.
It still leaks. Good Lord, let it stop. It stopped. Thank heavens. But his pressure has gone down. His heart's hardly beating. Yes, Doctor.
Good. Transfusion set?
Yes, Doctor.
Then let the blood flow into him. There. It's holding. Give him more. Let it go freely.
It's going in. The beat's picking up.
Good. Clean the incision. Sprinkle sulfur. Take off the clamps. Throw up the vessel.
Doctor, I'm so weak. I'll never see the sunrise again, will I, Doctor? Will I, Doctor?
No, keep the blood flowing and let him sleep.
He's crying.
I know. His heart's lonely. Oh, so lonely. Let him cry. He's won. He'll make it.
I did make it. I am the human heart. A hollow bag. The size of your fist, the timekeeper of life, fair, impartial, equal to Turk or Tartar, Roman, Greek, African, Anglo-Saxon, or Arab, to Mongoloid or Caucasoid, the common denominator of us all. I salute the men who first mastered me, who timed my writhing and twisting to planet precision as I drive my blood through the endless arteries of the living. I am your heart, a mortal part of us all.
listening to the CBS Radio Workshop. Today's venture, Richard Durham's The Heart of the Man, produced and directed in New York by D. Engelbach. Percussion, Sal Gubin. Our cast, Martin Blaine, Barry Kroger, Louis Van Ruten, Ralph Camargo, Guy Repp, Bill Mason, Joanna March, Lester Fletcher, Danny Acco, Inga Yolas. Next week from Hollywood, Malakini Magic, a satire on a vacation in Honolulu. This is Ted Pearson speaking. You hear America's favorite shows on the CBS Radio Network.